And then you could go make a purchase and you're all set. But because it's not an it, it's very, very difficult for any human mind to grasp it in its non-graspable nature. Because we're all trained, we're all conditioned to turn everything into an it. That's what the human mind does automatically. To make it into a thing. Even the word God has a thing quality to it. It's not really abstract for most people. Most people, you say the word God, whether they have a negative reaction to that word or a super positive reaction to that word, it still takes on a thing-like quality. God is a person, God is an energy, God is a whatever. But the mind immediately puts a package around it and gives us some kind of image, some kind of sense that thingifies it, that makes it into an object, that makes it something that we can somehow capture. So the first thing to understand, more than anything, is you can't capture the truth. But you can be captured by it. You can't grab it, but it can grab you if you recognize the true proportion of things, if you recognize how tiny we are and how vast the truth is. Then you get some kind of sense, some kind of feel for how it's possible that the truth can get you, but you can't get it. Now, some people define God or the truth or reality as the whole, as all which is. And I have no quarrel with that definition. So how does a person grab all that is? You can't. But all that is can grab you. So the whole trick is to become grabbable. The whole trick is to melt enough, become porous enough, become fluid enough, become soft enough that it can flow toward you instead of the wacky idea that we're somehow going to get it. And until that's better recognized, we stay stuck in concept. Concept means our idea of it. And our idea of it means it's an idea and nothing else. It's not God, it's not truth, it's not reality, it's not what is, it's not the ultimate. It's our idea and nothing else. And we fight wars over that. We kill for that. We die for that. All for an idea. And if you happen to have been born in China, you have one idea. And if you were born in New Jersey, you have a different idea. And if you're born in Winnipeg, you have yet another idea. And if you speak this language, you have these kinds of ideas. And if you speak that language, it's a different set of ideas. So ideas are really quite arbitrary. If we put you in a room and feed you three times a day and keep you there for a month or two and talk to you every day, we can change your ideas. You'll walk out with a whole new set of ideas if we structure it right. And some governments are very good at this.